Welcome to the Third Generation Networking Podcast with your hosts, Debbie and Greg Peters. Hello, networkers, and welcome back to another episode of the Third Generation Networking Podcast. I'm Greg Peters, the reluctant networker, and with me is my co-host, Debbie Peters, the networking guru, my business partner, yes, she's still retired, and also my mom. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Greg. You remember?
So, did you actually ever get through all of your apples yet?
Are you kidding?
I remember you're telling me that you were picking them off the the Arkansas black tree?
Yeah.
And you were throwing out anything that had any blemish on it, and you still came up with two bushels.
Yeah, there's more apples on the ground since the wind that we had this weekend, or maybe it was Friday. I don't remember. It doesn't matter, but I passed them and I thought, I feel bad because these apples that are coming off now are absolutely the best ones.
Yeah.
But I didn't have time yesterday to go out and pick them up and then sort through.
I was gonna say, well, how many bushels do you still have in your garden?
About 10.
10.
Yeah. I made some more apple juice yesterday because I brought some apples in to make apple pie. And then there was some left in the peck basket. I thought, well, I could take it back out. But I thought, no, I'll do something with them. So I brought the juicer in and I made another quart and a half of juice.
That juice is really good. It's one of my favorites. It's like homemade. It's basically homemade cider. I mean, it's.
Yeah. We have 4.5 quarts of homemade cider a little over a gallon.
Maybe we'll drink it over Thanksgiving.
I'm sure you better. Need room in the refrigerator.
And we'll probably be bringing back a cooler full of frozen applesauce too, I'm assuming.
Better.
All right. Well, this week we're going to be talking about what happens when you are at a networking event. You pick your seat and you drop off your stuff at the table and you go out and you do your networking and you come back to the table for the rest of the event. And lo and behold, your competition is sitting right next to you. The evil Satan from across the street.
It's like, how can that happen? How can the stars and the moon line up like that? That's just not fair.
Don't they recognize your stuff and just not want to be near you?
Yeah.
So let's talk about how do we deal with that situation? Because I know there are a lot of people out there that would be a real downer. I mean, and I've seen people basically shut down because they feel like they're threatened by the potential competition around them. So how do we deal with
even be more rude and gather their things up and leave?
And leave, yeah. That's usually not a good way to go.
Yeah. So there's two situations, and this one we're talking about is the accidental situation. Okay. And we're going to talk then in a couple of minutes about the predictable situation, whatever you want to call it. Yeah.
Okay. So this is the accidental situation.
This is where you get surprised.
Oh my gosh, this person basically is the same, you know, for us, it might be another business coach or someone who does sales training or whatever. So they are technically our competition. So how do we deal with that?
Yeah. And, you know, this happens all the time for bankers, financial planners, real estate. So we don't experience it quite as much as those categories of people do.
Sure.
And I'm sure they're more used to it than we are. So they probably handle it much better. We should have interviewed someone who
sits next to their competition.
Yeah. But first of all, just as you said, it's a mindset. You can either look at them as the evil, dark, you know, whatever, or you can look at them as, hey, another business person, let me chat with them, and look at them as a colleague, as opposed to someone that you don't even want to look at.
Mm-hmm.
And many times each of you will have slightly different offerings, or maybe majorly different offerings, or maybe you have a special going on right now, or they have a special going on right now that you don't. So, you know, first of all, chat with them friendly, like, so that they don't feel defensive, and find out what's going on in their business. Give me an update. I know that you've been working there for about a year now. How's it going for you? And what do you like about it? Just, you know, get them talking. Now, they may think that you're doing, you know, research to to go back and use it against them. But if you truly are open to, you know, finding out and being friendly, they will probably share with you. And if you find out something, let's pretend that they're having a special that you're not, and that you probably will never offer this special. You probably have people that you have met, maybe not your clients, maybe not your prospects, but you have people in your networking that you've met that could take advantage of their special. And you could send people their way.
Wouldn't that surprise your competition if suddenly someone showed up at their door and said, yeah, Bob Smith, Debbie Peters told me I needed to talk to you about sales.
Yeah. And this, you know, I hadn't thought about this when we first started to chat about it, Greg, but this takes me back over 30 years to when I was in Detroit and I sold payroll service the second company I worked for, a small startup. We did not have the ability to do job, what do you call it, when you keep track of hours in each job, like for construction, job costing.
Okay.
Our software was not written so that we could do that. There was another smaller even startup payroll company that one of my friends worked for. And because we had done coffee and learned about, you know, why she went there, and I knew that they could do job costing. So when I had someone that came my way and they asked for job costing, first I would explore why they needed it. I might have been able to provide something else that would, you know, do the same thing. But if they really truly needed job costing and they wanted to be able to do it through payroll, I would refer them to her because, first of all, I knew that she would take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had a good relationship. And I knew that they would favorably remember me. Maybe they would never become a client, but they would think positively of me in the future so that maybe they would even send someone back to me in the future. Who knows?
Sure.
Or they might move on to a different company that doesn't need job costing and they would get back to me later.
Definitely. Well, you know, I had a similar experience. Oh, gosh, this was decades ago, back when I was still a web developer. There was a guy who he had a larger web development agency. His name was Derek Marabon. And he, you know, there was a guy who came to talk to him. It was a relatively small job. And Derek said, you know what, we're too big for this. You want to talk to Greg Peters. And so I actually got a referral. Yes, we were technically competition, but we serve slightly different clientele. And so it ended up working out that, you know, just because we're competition doesn't mean we can't be collegial. So,
right. Yeah. So just be friendly and include others in the conversation. If you're seated at a lunch table, include others in the conversation when you're talking with this person so that other people at the table can get to know this person also.
Mm-hmm. So introduce them around. If you happen to know,
introduce them around. Don't. Yeah.
Okay. So one of the things we can focus on then is how we can actually help each other as we go forward. I mean, there's all sorts of opportunities we could do. And that sort of ties in actually to our other situation where it's the predictable or inevitable, where I'm thinking of like in your trade association. When I go to the National Speakers Association, I am probably going to be sitting next to someone who does exactly what I do, maybe a different topic, but they're still a speaker or a trainer and, you know, they are, quote, my competition. How do we deal with that? I mean,
not only will you be sitting next to one, you'll probably have both on either side and the whole table.
Possibly the whole table.
Again, first of all, you probably all, or maybe you should have thought about, all have different target markets that you're going after.
Sure.
So while you're doing the same thing, you're not really doing the same thing.
True.
And so you can start the conversation based on, hey, tell me what's your topic that you're speaking about and who are you going after? And from there, you know, they'll tell you more.
Mm-hmm.
And well, you can even...
Especially, I mean, I'm fortunate in the speaking industry. It's very rare that, yes, we might be competing for a specific speaking opportunity, but it's very mm-hmm. rare that an organization brings in the same speaker time after time after time. It does happen, but it's fairly rare. And so when you go and speak at a place, it's it's easy to refer in your quote competition because they're probably not going to be using you again for the same purpose anyway.
Yeah. And as you mentioned, it's great to also find out best practices of what's working for them. Mm-hmm. So it could be technology. It could be a business coach. It could be what are some of the best practices that you've found from your fellow speakers?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, marketing techniques. I got a referral to my book editor from other people in the group. I mean, and I was able to refer that same book editor. So, it's, you know, our good friend, Ken Wachsberger. All that. And not just with speakers. I mean, I spoke one time for the Cookware Manufacturers Association. And I was just curious.
That our good friend Penny Rosmo was
our good friend Penny Rosmo. She
managing director of
time. Yes, at the time she was the managing director. I think that is the title.
Yes.
These people are serious competitors. I mean, these are they make similar products, and so they are very much going up against each other. And these are long-term contracts, so it's not like with the speakers where it's a one-off and back. It's but one of them had a challenge, an HR challenge, and they actually went and talked with the rest of the group, and they came up with ideas. The group gave them back ideas. Their quote competition. So that they could take better care of their own employees. And I thought that was just tremendous. The whole idea of just because you're competing for a client doesn't mean you can't help each other have a better business.
Yeah, which only elevates the whole industry and makes it better for everyone, as opposed to just knocking people down. Because if you knock people down, you go down with them.
Sure. All right. So what else do we need to know about dealing with our competition and these networking situations?
Well, if you start the conversation and they are acting like, what the heck are you talking to me for? continue to try. But if the conversation just doesn't seem to be going anywhere, then let them off the hook because they are probably being a little threatened.
Yeah.
And or ask them an innocuous question like, what are your family traditions that, you know, especially this time of year? Well, you know, we can't talk about business, but why don't you, I'm always looking for new family traditions. What are some that you have in your family? You never know. They might have the greatest, newest thing to do or a recommendation of a movie you can take your kids to or whatever.
Sure. Well, I mean, in many ways, it's breaking their pattern. They're stuck in the, you are my enemy. You are Satan to me. But suddenly you become real, talk about family and talk about hobbies and talk about things that aren't that area, that taboo area for them.
Yeah. So, you know, play it by ear, go with your gut. What other body part can we use?
Stick your elbow in there.
Yes. Put your toe in the door.
Yeah. Something like that.
The door, whatever. Okay.
All right. Well, any last thoughts on this?
I think I'm done on this one, Greg.
Okay. Well, thank you all for tuning in to our program today. If you enjoyed it and have some ideas on how you deal with your competition at networking opportunities, why don't you please put that information in the comments on our Facebook pages. The information is, of course, in the show notes. Be sure to share this with a friend. And if you'd like to hear more, we do come back every single week. So do subscribe. And until next time, go out and make some great connections. Bye, Mom.
Bye, Greg.
You've been listening to the Third Generation Networking Podcast with your hosts, Greg and Debbie Peters. If you'd like to learn more about our new virtual training programs, go to connextnation.com.